the best runner I could be.
And I suppose you could apply that to just about everything in life, which is beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. That's lovely. So it's actually quite spiritual running then for you.
Well, I suppose it is. I've never thought of it with that word, but I think it is. It's both a science and an art, and it's all about a great deal of feeling in it for me as well.
Your autobiography, from last to first, is that similar then? Is that whole idea about you starting off last and ending up first? Is that just about running marathons?
It's my whole running career, really, It has that title because the very first race I ever ran on school sports day, I came dead last, which I still remember and still didn't like the feeling of. And it took me a very long time to then win the London Marathon and come first. And it's really the story of how I became better through things like thinking like a caterpillar and those sort of things. But it's the story of my career.
So what happened after the marathon then? After this picture, you went on to...
Well,
this Olympics.
Meant I was picked for the Olympic Games. I was 32 by then, and I'd never been... As I said, I'd been a good runner for a long time, but I'd never been at that sort of level. But winning the London Marathon made me think, well, perhaps this is happening, this transformation is happening, perhaps I can be better. And I convinced myself that I would run the greatest race of my life when I went to the Olympic Games, because it was the biggest race of my life. And that's what happened. And I ran... Well, because I convinced myself I was going to run better than I ever had done, I didn't know how good that would be, which was, inside my head, was a really good trick to play with myself. It's opened up the chance of anything happening. Mm. And I ran definitely the best race of my life and won a bronze medal, which has really defined my whole running career.
Wonderful. And can I just ask you, when you look at that man, that 31-year-old man with his arms outstretched and in that vest, what do you think of him then?
Well, I've looked at that picture quite a lot of times over the years, but I also remember being the man and seeing the finish line. When I see that, I go back to me being there and seeing that finish line coming and knowing that yes, my tactics had worked, I'd won the race, and I was going to go to the Olympics and all those things, and I just remember crossing the line. So seeing the picture just reminds me of the memory I have inside my head.
Wonderful. Charlie Spelling, it's been lovely to meet you. Thank you very much for joining us today. And that photo of Charlie crossing the finishing line at the London Marathon in 1984 is featured in the programme for the Sheffield Adventure Film Festival, which is taking place this weekend. And as part of that, Charlie's given a talk about his running career at the Showroom Cinema from 5:30. More details on the SHAFF, SHAFF.co.uk website. I might come along and pick up a few tips, Charlie.
BBC Radio Sheffield.